His childhood in Milford had mostly been a pleasant one, with days spent swimming in the river, playing sport, and spending time with his dad and his sister Jess. He couldn't help but smile, thinking how his little sister was finally getting married. Having no motherly figure in her life growing up had made things hard for both of them. When his mother was murdered, Nick felt like he took on the role of another parent, due to his dad being so busy working to keep the money coming in. The family had never been wealthy like some of the other kids who had owned farms back when the town was thriving. Nick's mother, Billy Varda, had been killed in 1992 in what they described at the time as a vicious and cold-blooded attack. With Nick and Jess being home at the time, he had recurring nightmares for the past 30 years of his life, of blood-stained walls and screaming voices. He tried his best to mask the nightmares with a laser-like focus on his career, with not much time left for anything else. He felt guilty heading back to Milford as he rarely made the long drive down from Sydney, and he knew that his old friends and family were always disappointed in his lack of visits to town.